Hey, this is John Jonas, and I am here in Peekaboo Canyon in Kanab, Utah, and we're going to go through an amazing canyon here. I want to talk to you about the number one problem that I find that people have in outsourcing to the Philippines, which is Filipino feelings of embarrassment, of them feeling like they're not going to qualify, like they're not good enough. It's really a big problem. So let me give you a couple scenarios. You just hired someone, and this person doesn't email you for 3 days, and all of a sudden they send you an email and saying, "Oh, I have dengue," or "We had a family emergency, and I gotta resign." Okay, one scenario. Another scenario: you hired someone. They've been working for you for 2 weeks. They've done great work so far, and all of a sudden you don't hear from them for a week, and they don't respond to your emails, and they're just gone. Okay, another scenario: you've had someone working for 3 years for you. This happened to me last week. You had someone working for you for 3 years. And all of a sudden, that person doesn't email you for 3 weeks. They don't respond to your emails, and you don't know, have any idea what's going on. In all of these cases, probably 95% of the time, the person got stuck on something, and they're embarrassed, and they don't want to let you down, and so they don't email you. And I know I've talked about this before, and you guys have probably heard this from me before, but I think it's worth talking about again because it continues to happen to me. Even after having done this for 5 years. So situation number one, the person never emails you. Really what happened probably is you gave them a difficult task. They don't know what to do and they're scared, and they don't want to let you know that they're scared, so they don't ever say anything to you. So how you can solve this is just tell them, "Hey, look, you're probably stuck on something. Well, let me know what it is. Let me try and solve it for you." Okay, second scenario. You've had the person working for you for a couple of weeks. Let's say they're a programmer. Sorry, we're walking through this canyon and my cameraman's tripping on rocks here. this programmer, let's say he's a programmer, all of a sudden he doesn't email you and he won't respond to you. He's probably stuck on something and needs some help, needs some guidance, doesn't know how to solve a problem, or doesn't know what to do for this thing. Send him an email and say, "Hey, what's going on? Are you stuck on something? Do you not know how to do something? Do you need some help with something?" The last scenario, and this is the one that happened to me this last week. I have a guy that's been working on this project for a couple months for me. He's having a hard time with it, and he's stuck on something, and he doesn't know what to do. And so he didn't email me for like 3 weeks, and he wasn't responding to my emails where I was saying, "Hey, how's this project going? What's going on?" So finally, I emailed him and said, "Hey, look, I know you're stuck on something. I know you have a problem because I know you're not emailing me, and that's what happens. So please tell me, what is the problem that you have? What are you stuck on? What can I help you with? What do you need from me? What are you trying to solve that you can't solve? Let me know and let's work through this." Finally, after 3 weeks, after I sent this email, he responds to me. So this is the biggest problem that you run into, is the Filipinos not wanting to disappoint you. So the way you solve this is by sending them an email saying you know that there's a problem, you know that they're stuck on something, and you're willing to help them work it out. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I hope this helps you solve a problem and keep an employee. Leave comments if this has happened to you. I'm willing to bet that it has. So talk to you later. Thanks.